Jennifer England is director of the Isle of Wight County Museum in southeastern Virginia. The centerpiece of its collection is the world's oldest ham, a petrified piece of pork that dates back to 1902. She says pigs have been central to this area since Jamestown.
The first settlers came over with pigs. Hogs are very easy to grow. They're not single serving like a chicken, but they're a lot easier to manage than say, a cow.
For 300 years, it was common for family farms to have a few pigs wandering freely on the property. But today's hog farm has more in common with a factory. It's often raising more than 10,000 animals in climate-controlled barns. At Virginia Tech's Research Center in Suffolk, animal science professor Mark Estian says most farms give swine about 2 square feet of living space.
For animal welfare purposes, you have to give them enough room so that they can stand up without having to fight another pig. They have to be able to lie down on their side. They have to have access to the feeder, to the waterer. But for somebody that's not in the industry, it looks kind of tight.
And living in such close quarters, the animals are at risk for epidemics. In 2012, a new virus swept through America's pig farms, killing 12 million hogs. Bacterial infections are also a threat, so farmers routinely feed antibiotics to prevent sickness and promote growth. At the Humane Society of the United States, Paul Shapiro worries about the evolution of antibiotic-resistant bacteria that have emerged on livestock farms.
These pigs, when they're crammed shoulder to shoulder and snout to snout, we shouldn't be surprised if those are breeding grounds for the type of superbugs that we now have.
The federal government recently restricted farmers' access to antibiotics used by humans, but deadly outbreaks of salmonella, E. coli, and other resistant strains continue in human populations where meat is consumed. There are also reports of health problems in communities near large hog farms and among employees. Gray Jernigan is an attorney with Waterkeepers Alliance. He says asthma and other breathing problems can be linked to waste storage lagoons and the use of that material to fertilize farm fields.
We see air pollution from open waste pits such as ammonia, greenhouse gases, hydrogen sulfide. We also see the spread of antibiotic-resistant bacteria, such as MRSA, from the low levels of antibiotics used to keep these pigs alive.
At the Rachel Carson Council, Bob Musil says the public health burden falls most heavily on the poor.
Most of the folks who live near these stinking, dangerous factory farms are African American and Latino, and of course some poor white folks as well.
And Jernigan adds that people living near water are at risk because pollution from pig farms causes algae to grow out of control and emit toxic fumes.
We've also seen the same toxic byproduct that forced the city of Toledo to cut off their drinking water supply a couple of summers ago at the drinking water intake to the city of Wilmington and the surrounding area, which serves about 500,000 people.
While lawmakers and government regulators have failed to prevent these problems, thousands of people have sued large pig farmers, claiming they have ruined the quality of rural life. And in our next report, we'll tell you how consumers are promoting changes in the way pigs are raised in this country. I'm Sandy Houseman.